The 4,300-acre Floyge has experienced a dramatic decline in walleye abundance and recruitment over the past decade. DNR Fisheries Supervisor in Woodruff, Steve Gilbert, says little natural reproduction has occurred in the last 10 years, leaving adult walleye densities at the lowest level since recent record-keeping began. He says the public meetings will discuss increasing the minimum size to 18 inches from the current 15 with a daily bag limit of 3.
Historically, the walleye fishery in Lac Vieux d'Azur has been a naturally sustained fishery, and there's been some poor years of natural recruitment here the past, well, roughly 10 years now. We are at a point now where there's about only a half of adult walleye per acre in the lake, and that's despite stocking efforts on behalf of both the state and the local lake association.
Gilbert says they've reached an agreement with area Chippewa tribes on a near-term management plan.
And there's actually a management plan that we have been working on in conjunction with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission and both the Lac Vieux d'Azur Band of the Chippewa as well as the Mole Lake Band. The goal there is that during this time frame that we would have the special regulation on anglers, that there would also be no tribal spearing and or netting of walleyes in Lac Vieux d'Azur through 2022.
Gilbert says when the next stocking cycle for larger walleye fingerlings comes around for the Floyge will be likely 2018. The public meetings will be held Tuesday, April 4th at the Land O'Lakes Elementary School and Thursday, April 6th at Phelps High School. There's more information on the DNR website and a link on WXPR.org. Ken Krall, WXPR News.